Well, Stephen, Kenny Shields. Kenny, after a disappointing night, they started off so well for you, really.
Yeah, we played well tonight and should have won the match. You know, it could have been a lot more than 1-0. And even after that, we had several chances to score. And it just wasn't to be. Sometimes fit happens in football, and that's what happened again tonight. And it's very, very disappointing.
It's just the Achilles heel of the set pieces, really, that's letting you down. I was letting so many goals this season.
I know, but we should have had the game in the can long before that. And I am really, really bitterly disappointed.
Has it got the feeling of end-of-season games at the moment, do you think?
I don't know. I thought our boys gave in a good performance and they worked hard. But it wasn't enough at the end of the day.
Just talking, I know you're talking to a couple of guys there about being able to bring in local players and what have you, and the difficulty you're having at the moment. Is it more a case of the local players, the quality isn't there in Derry at the moment? It's just not actually there.
Oh, there is. It is there. Like, there's four top players, Derry lads, playing for Dundalk. I keep repeating myself. And there's five at Coleraine, and they're sprinkled across the Irish League.
But if you take that out of the equation and take them out there, you've always been a player manager to bring players in from around into your teams.
Yes.
In order for you to find them players, maybe the pool isn't there.
There's not an abundance of them, but we've got good youth teams and good young players down the ages, you know, maybe at 14 and 15. But there seems to be a vacuum up the age groups there, 17, 18 and 19, and we can't get them in through.
And that's where you see the likes of Eddie coming on tonight, and time for him on the pitch is vital, really.
Yeah, him and young Shane
as well. Yeah,
definitely. They're players for the future. If I get time, I'll rebuild again, because I have to recycle and rebuild every season. That's the nature of the culture. And, you know, it's really difficult to manage in those circumstances.
Having worked with you for the last two or three years, I can see right now you're actually hurting. This is really, really driving you in the wrong way, really.
It is. It's not good at the moment. But I'm a fighter. I'll come back and fight again to try and rebuild again. I have to do it at the end of each season. I had a rebuild when I came in at the start, out of nothing. Then I had a rebuild at the end of that season because I brought in lots of good players. Nicholas Vemeland, you know, lost him. Harry Monaghan, Barry McNamee, Aaron Barry, or very own Ryan McBride. You know, you can go on and on. Stephen Dooley, Philip Lowry, Patrick McElhenney. Lost all those players and just had to recycle again and bring in young lads. And it's very difficult.
It's also a long season, so people kind of forget what happened early in the season. Find that rings true.
I don't know. It's okay. It's easy to make excuses and blame all our people, but I have to take responsibility for results and for the way my team plays. And you know, when we lose, I'm the culprit.